Good afternoon. This is Ken Sternfeld, and it is Bagels With at the Concierge Hub on the Pharmacy Podcast Nation and the Pharmacy Podcast Network, broadcast over on sometimes Helium Radio. I want to talk about insanity, because insanity really is, I believe, where the world is right now. Albert Einstein, pretty smart guy, once said that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Kind of sounds like the queue. Kind of sounds like working in a retail pharmacy and the insanity of that. However, that's not the conversation today. Today is the insanity that I have. I am insane because I have, for the last 6 years, been saying and doing the same thing over and over again, talking about how we as pharmacists need to step up our game, raise awareness to the fact that we can and need to be and must be not recognized as providers, but acting as providers. So I talk the talk, and I talk it in an insanity fashion. It's the same talk I started 6 years ago. It's the same thing I believed in my heart when I entered pharmacy school 45, 46 years ago. I believed that pharmacists can save lives. I believe that pharmacists' role is as caregivers to enhance the care, the compassion, the empathy that patients need. So I am insane. I want to talk to about it. I've been talking about it. I will continue to talk about it. And people raise their hand and say, that's interesting. I want to know more. I always answer the questions, have answered the questions for 6 years. We'll answer the questions for another 6 or 60 years. However long, I will be able to have a breath in my body to talk about how we are creating a paradigm shift in the way that pharmacists can practice at the height of their license. No, I have to go back. You are creating a paradigm shift in the way a pharmacist can practice at the height of his or her diploma and their license and be paid for the professional services they deliver. Everyone wants to be paid. It's a basic culture of life. You need to be paid to pay your bills. You need to be paid to be not recognized as a provider. I don't get it. I don't get the advocacy model for being recognized as a provider. I want to be and am a provider. I need to be and am a provider. I have reached that goal and exceeded that goal because of one simple reason. I am insane about staying the course, understanding that if something I believe in, I'm committed to, continuing to talk when others will not find the conviction of what I do to be what they want, which is fine. Being insane means just doing it over and over and over again. And that's what I'm doing. And I love doing it. I answer questions. I talk. I dialogue. It's gone from me talking to Joe Villano one-on-one at the store in Seaford at CVS where we worked together for a couple of years. I said, Joe, this is what I see. He says, Kenny, that makes sense. Kenny, I like that idea. Kenny, I think you can do it. I don't have time to do it because I'm the pharmacy manager here. I can't do it. I said, okay. Well, on my day off, I'm going to try and do it, Joe. I'm going to go over to Dr. Goodman, my doctor, and I'm going to see if this works. And it did. And then I continued to talk to Joe, and Joe then said, hey, well, you know, my mother-in-law goes to this doctor in Great Neck, and they're a huge practice of concierge physicians. Why don't we go there? I said, Joe, now you're talking the talk. I'll walk the walk. Those were the days I actually could walk. So Joe made the introduction. It was Joe's relationship. It was Joe's passion. It was Joe's insanity because it didn't get through the first day. All right, when he spoke to his in-laws who were part of that practice or friends of them, I don't even know what the pathway was, but it wasn't straight and narrow. It was a pathway that had curves in it, but it was a pathway that he was taking and he never gave up. And finally, he got to Eric at the front desk. And Eric is the gatekeeper, and every practice, large or small, has a gatekeeper. No, I'm sorry, what can I do for you? No, doctors are busy. Doctors can't talk. Doctors, what is it that you're offering? And Joe was great. He said, no, we're not offering anything. We're not selling anything. We're just pharmacists who care. That was the quote that came out. That was the key. We're pharmacists who care about our patients, and we'd like the opportunity to speak to the doctor and how we can help his patients. how we can do things for them in their practice. No selling, no nothing. This is Joe on his day off from CVS, when he's not flipping burgers as the pharmacy manager and running a wonderful, successful store, saying, you know, I think we have something that can help you, Eric. I think we can help your patients because we're medication experts and people can't afford their prescriptions. We can help, 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 help. No selling, no sales, no pitch, no how much it's going to cost. No, I need a job. No, I need to make more money. No, I'm a healthcare professional who's not recognized as a provider and I need to be paid for my... No, 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 no. Eric, I think we can help. He got the appointment. Got the appointment. Come in. We'll see. We don't know. Okay, yeah. Thursday, Joe's off. Thursday, I was off. There were another pharmacist in the store. Okay, we went. We talked. We said we can help. Here's how we can do it. Chronic care management, your patients, they need people to be in contact with them in between your office visits, doctor. By the way, the meeting was set up with the six doctors in the practice and the office manager and the person who runs the book, the vice president, who wanted to make sure, what are these people doing? What is this? What's the business? Six people in the room with Joe and I. Six. Thankfully, it was a big room because we're big guys. You know, thank you for the time. This is really how we think we can help because as pharmacists, really patients are challenged with their medication, both from a cost perspective and some of the side effects. We can help. And again, everybody listens. Doctor does. Well, you know, this doctor said this. This doctor answered this question. But then the lady sitting in the corner, the one who's going to say, well, how much is it going to cost us? Because she's the vice president of finance. She's the office manager. I said, Linda, there's no out-of-pocket expense at all. Because by working here in your office, Linda, as opposed to at the Seaford store where Joe and I work and fill prescriptions, by working here, we're under your direct supervision. And Linda, you know how that billing works with incident too. Just like your nurses here, your NAMAs, your nurse practitioner, they all work under your direct supervision. So Linda, we just become part of the care team. And she looked and picked up her head and she looked at the chief medical doctor, Dr. David Edelson, and he says, David, this works fine. I'd like to pursue this. And David said, Linda, if it's okay by you, it's okay by me. In less than a half hour, Joe Violano and Ken Sternfeld, two pharmacy retailers flipping burgers at CVS Pharmacy on every day, working 40-plus hours, both of us, saving lives at CVS. All of a sudden, we changed our role and became concierge pharmacists to help 5,000 Medicare patients in that practice. In 30 days, we were in that office with an office of our own for RxVIP at a time when Medicare enrollments were starting in the fall. It started on October 15th, I believe. And we met with 80 patients between October 15th and December 7th. And we still showed them ways to save money by simply enrolling in the right Medicare Part D plan, including a patient who was the parent of the doctor in that practice, who we saved $1,000 by advising them, not telling them, advising them that there were other options in their Medicare Part D, as in David, plan, that could save them money because we took the time and made the time to evaluate their formulary, to evaluate the prescriptions they took. Not just to say that SilverScript is good, it was good last year, it was good this year. Maybe SilverScript wasn't the right choice. Maybe United Healthcare Plan offered that patient better return based on the fact that the formularies or the co-pays or the premiums spend a little time. We used interns from St. John's and University of Buffalo to help us with that, to do that work. They felt engaged. They felt involved. Okay? when they finished their rotations, we paid them, we hired them, because we also enrolled 300 patients into the chronic care management program, which that practice never even did. They had 16 patients out of 5,000 eligible Medicare patients who would get care and compassion and better service from being involved in the chronic care management program. 300 in the first month generated incredible revenue for that practice. 300 for the single code, the 99490, which generated in New York at that time $47 for that month. And then on a month-by-month basis, it started the first month with 300. Was that $12,000 we generated for that practice by simply caring and being compassionate individuals for their patients? They came running down the hall, after that first month to say, how did you guys do this? And then that's how we did it. And then we were there. We had lunch and bagels with, bagels with their staff, and got everybody in their staff engaged and got everybody in their staff wanting to understand. And then we talked about other things over time, things like pharmacogenomic testing, things like other things. That's how it works. That's how it's done. So the Bagels With conversation at the concierge hub is really kind of your pathway to provider status. Everybody wants the pathway. Everyone wants to be recognized. I don't want to be recognized. People, if you recognize me, go to the post office. You'll see my picture up there under wanted. But I am insane, and I'm going to keep talking about this for the rest of my life because I believe that pharmacists need and must take a leadership position in healthcare and be that concierge hub and have a bagel with it. So this is Ken Sternfeld for Bagels With at the Concierge Hub. And we will talk to you soon.